家下午好。
We're going to do something a little bit different today, right now.
现在呢，我们要做一些比较不同的。
Instead of continuing in our study in Luke 15,
我们不再继续在路加福音十五章的研究。
I want to share a subject with you that is entitled "Don't Look Back."
我要跟大家分享的这个题目呢，就是不要回头看。
Don't look back. It's found in Luke chapter 9, and I invite everyone to open there.
我要请大家呢翻到路加福音第九章，
We're going to start in Luke 9, and we're going to start from verse 57.
路加福音第九章五十七节。
Here is what the Bible says. It says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest."
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Now, I want you to picture this in your mind.
我要大家呢，在心里面。
Jesus is walking.
耶稣走。
He has some disciples with him.
门徒跟着他。
And then someone comes to Jesus.
然后有人就向前来见耶稣。
And they say, Jesus, I'm going to follow you.
他们说，他就说，耶稣啊，我要跟从你。
And then Jesus says to them,
然后耶稣就对他们说，
Foxes have holes.
他说，狐狸有洞。
Birds have nests.
天空的飞鸟有窝。
But I don't have a place to lay my head.
只是我却没有放枕头的地方。
What a strange answer.
这是个很奇怪的回答。
Now I have to tell you something about this man in verse 57.
我要告诉大家这个在57节所说到的这个人。
The man in verse 57 is Judas.
这个57节里面所说到的这个人其实就是犹大。
You can read this from The Desire of Ages.
你可以在《历代愿望》这本书里面读到。
Now what's important is that Jesus could read into Judas's heart.
耶稣呢，他能够看穿犹大的心。
So when Judas came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, I will follow you.
所以当犹大来到耶稣那里对他说，耶稣啊，我要跟从你。
Jesus understood that in Judas's heart, he was sincere.
耶稣了解说在犹大的心里面呢，他是真诚的。
But he also understood that Judas's motive was wrong.
可是呢，他也了解到犹大他的动机啊，是不正确的。
See, Judas, he wanted to follow Jesus.
对，犹大他愿意跟从耶稣。
But the reason why he wanted to follow Jesus.
可是呢，他为什么要跟从耶稣这个动机？
He wanted to follow Jesus because he believed that Jesus was going to set up a great earthly kingdom.
他要跟从耶稣，因为他以为耶稣他要在地上建立一个很大的国度。
So this is why Jesus said to Judas.
所以为什么耶稣会回答犹大说？
He said,Foxes have holes, birds have nests. I won't ever own my own home and have a place to live.
他说，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，可是我呢，一生中呢，都不会有自己的地方让我能够生活。
Jesus was trying to let Judas understand that he needed the right motive to follow Jesus.
耶稣他要犹大明白呢，犹大必须要有正确的动机来跟从耶稣。
In America right now, the economy has turned very bad.
在美国呢，这经济每况愈下。
And in New York,
在纽约这个地方
，where many people that worked in the finance sector were laid off，
很多人呢在金融或者是这些部分工作的人呢都失业了。
Churches are growing，
教堂呢教会的人数呢增加。
And many of the people that come are people that were laid off，
很多人他们来参加教会都是那些失业的人。
Is it good to go to church when you lose your job? Is that good?
当你失业了，然后你到教堂去，这是件好事吗？
I mean, Jesus wants you to go to church, isn't that right?
耶稣要你到教会去。
And I believe that when God allows trial to come in our life,
我相信呢，上帝允许那些考验临到我们的生命。
He wants the trial to draw us closer to Him.
他要这些考验呢，把我们领到他那边，更接近他。
But here's a question for you.
可是现在我向大家发出一个问题。
If you started going to church,
如果你开始参加教会
and you gave your life completely to Jesus,
然后把你自己的生命完全献给耶稣
if your financial condition did not improve,
可是如果你的经济情况没有好转
would you still follow Jesus?
你还会不会跟随耶稣呢
Do you understand my question?
你明白我的问题吗
In other words,Are you like Judas? Are you following Jesus? Are you close to Jesus right now because you want something from him?
你是不是好像犹大这样，你接近耶稣，你跟随耶稣，这是为了你要从耶稣那里得到一些好处呢？
See, Judas was sincere. He was going to follow Jesus.
犹大呢，他是诚心诚意的要跟随耶稣。
But Jesus understood that Judas's motive was so that he could have a position someday in this earthly kingdom.
可是呢，耶稣却了解到犹大他的动机就是希望在将来这个地上的国度里面呢，犹大能够有一个位置。
Here's another example.
这里还有另外一个例子。
Someone grows up in church.
有一个人他在教会里长大。
Go to school.
上学。
Forget about God.
然后忘了上帝。
Is working in the world making lots of money.
然后在世界里工作赚很多的钱。
Then one day,
有一天
they discover that they have cancer.
然后发现到他患上癌症。
So what happens?
然后结果怎么样？
Oh, go to church now.
现在去教会了。
Oh, repent.
要悔改。
Is it good for a person when they're sick? Is it good to turn to Jesus? Is that good?
当一个人生病的时候，他转向耶稣，这是好事吗？
Yes, it's good.
是，这是好事。
God allows trial to come that it might draw us closer to Him.
上帝容许这些考验临到我们，好让我们能够更加的接近他。
But if you pray to Jesus,
可是如果你向耶稣祷告，
and He still does not heal you,
可是耶稣还是没有医治你，
would you still?Follow Jesus.
你还会不会跟随耶稣呢？
Do you understand the question?
你了解这个问题吗？
See, what's your motive for following Jesus?
你跟随耶稣的动机是什么呢？
Maybe some of you came to camp.
可能在座有些人来参加聚会。
They told you, oh, there will be many young people here.
你会说，有人告诉你这里有很多年轻人。
Maybe you're looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
可能你在寻找一个男朋友或者是女朋友。
Now, it's good to come to camp.
当然，来参加营会是非常好。
But your motive should not be to find boyfriend or girlfriend.
可是你的动机呢，不应该是寻找男朋友或者是女朋友。
Judas wanted to follow Jesus.
犹大他要跟随耶稣。
But he had a motive that was corrupt.
可是呢，他的动机确实不正确的。
The reason we should follow Jesus
我们应该跟随耶稣的这个动机的原因
is because he died for us and he gave us his life.
因为他为我们死，而且他把他的生命给了我们。
If you are expecting something in return,
如果你希望得到回报，
if you want Jesus to do something for you,
如果你要耶稣为你做一些事，
if he doesn't do it,
而你他却没有这么做，
you like Judas may end up turning away from Jesus.
你可能会好像犹大这样转离耶稣。
Why do you follow Jesus today?
今天你为什么跟随耶稣呢？
The first man had a problem with the wrong motive of following Jesus.
第一个人，他有这个跟随耶稣的动机是错的。
Look at the second man.
我们来看第二个人。
Verse 59.
第五十九节。
He said unto another,
又对一个人说，
Follow me.
跟从我来。
But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Now, this verse is very important to look at carefully.
这节经文呢，很重要的一件事就是你必须要细心的读。
The man was called by Jesus. Jesus said, follow me.
耶稣说，来跟从我。这个人被呼召来跟从耶稣。
Did this man, did he say no?
他有说不来吗？
No.
没有。
What did he say?
他怎么说？
He said, okay, I'll come.
他说，我会来。
But let me first do something else.
但是请你让我先去做某一件事。
Now, I need to explain something about verse 59.
我 要解释一下第五十九节。
When I first read this,
当我第一次读这节经文，
I thought that when he says, let me go bury my father, I thought, oh, his father just died.
我读到这节经文的时候呢，我以为说他的父亲刚刚去世，他需要去葬埋他的父亲。
It's actually not what it means.
其实不是这个意思。
In the Jewish culture,
在犹太人的文化或者是传统，
the expression "let me first bury my father" it means "let me wait until my father dies and then when I receive his inheritance." That's what it means.
在这里说让我回去葬埋我的父亲， 其实他的意思是说，让我等到我的父亲去世，然后我承继了他的遗产之后，然后我来跟随耶稣。
In other words, what he was saying is, let me wait until I am financially secure, and then I'll follow you.
换句话说，他是说让我等到呢，我在经济上稳定了，然后我才来跟随耶稣。
Today there are many people like this.
今天有很多人就是这样。
Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说，来跟从我。
They say, okay, Jesus, I will follow you.
他说，好好，耶稣，我会来跟从你。
Let me first, let me get financially secure.
让我呢在经济上稳定了，安全了。
I'm going to be a doctor.
我要成为一个医生。
Or I'm going to be a businessman.
我要做生意。
Or I'm going to be something.
或者是某样的事。
Let me do that first, and then I'll follow you.
让我先做这件事，然后才来跟从你。
I need to make some money first.
我必须要先赚一些钱。
I want to be secure.
我要有安全感。
Notice what Jesus said to this man.
注意到耶稣对这个人怎么说。
Jesus said unto him,
耶稣说,
Let the dead bury the dead.
任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Now, if you were with us in the seminars at night, two nights ago,
如果你在两天前的晚上有参加聚会,
how much does a dead person know?
死人有知道多少事呢?
Nothing.
其实死人毫无所知。
Can a dead person,
死了的人,
bury another dead person?
能埋葬另外一个死人吗?
No.
不能。
So what does Jesus mean?
那耶稣这里说的是什么意思?
The first dead in verse 60,
在第六十节的第一个死人,
is talking about people who are spiritually dead.
就是说到那些在属灵上死亡的人。
This is what Jesus is saying.
耶稣在这里所说的意思是,
He's saying, let the people who are spiritually dead,
让那些在属灵上死亡死了的人,
let them worry about the other problems of getting financially secure.
让他们去担忧有关于怎样赚钱使经济稳定的事。
But you,
他说你,
because you know the truth,
因为你认识真理,
you go and preach the kingdom of God.
你去传扬天国的道理。
You see what Jesus is telling us through these words.
耶稣借着这些话呢，是在告诉我们。
This world does not need more doctors.
这个世界呢，不需要更多的医生。
Now I want to be clear. It's not bad to be a doctor. I want to be very clear.
我在这里呢，要很清楚的说，做医生不是坏事。
My translator is a doctor.
我的翻译员呢，是个医生。
It's not a bad thing to be a doctor.
做个医生不是坏事。
But you see, if all your goal is just to become a doctor,
可是你所有的目标就是要成为一个医生。
See, a doctor helps people get well.
医生帮助人得到康复。
But if that person does not learn about Jesus,
可是如果那一个人他没有认识耶稣，
you fix someone,
你医治了一个,
and then they die,
然后他死了。
If they don't have Jesus,
如果他没有耶稣,
they're eternally lost.
他就永远的沉沦。
Now, I want you to think about a pastor and a doctor.
让我让大家呢想一想一个牧师和一个医生。
If you ask most young people today,
如果你问在座的年轻人，大部分的年轻人，
which is more important, doctor or pastor?
你说一个医生比较重要呢，还是个牧师比较重要？
Most young people, oh, doctor.
大多数年轻人会说医生。
Now, what is the job of a pastor?
你说牧师做的是什么工呢？
A pastor's job is to lead people to eternal life.
牧师做的工呢，是带领人到永生那里去。
You see, friends, a doctor's work is to heal the body.
一个医生的工作呢，是医治他的人的身体。
But someday that person will die.
可是有一天，那个医好的人还是会死去。
A pastor's job is to lead someone to eternal life.
可是一个牧师的工作却是带领人到永生那里去。
Even if the doctor fails,
就算这个医生他失败了。
If a pastor does his job,
如果他这个牧师呢，他成功做好他的工作，
a person will live forever someday with Jesus.
那么这一个人呢，虽然死了，可是有一天他要永远跟耶稣一起活着。
So I want to ask you a question.
所以我现在要问一个问题。
In the light of eternity,
在永恒的眼光来说，
which is more important?
你说哪一个比较重要呢？
Doctor or pastor?
是医生吗？还是牧师呢？
Something that leads people to eternal life.
就是带领人到永生那里去的。
Now, you see, Jesus was trying to let us understand.
耶稣尝试要我们明白一件事。
In this world today,
在今天的世界上,
the need is not for more businessmen or more doctors or for more lawyers. This is not the need today.
今天这个世界的需要呢，并不是更多的医生、律师或者是做生意的人。
He says, let the spiritually dead, let them handle those other things.
那些属灵上死的人，他们可以去处理这些事。
But you, because you know the truth,Your job is to go and preach the kingdom of God.
可是他说你，你因为你认识天国的道理，所以你应该去传扬天国的道理。
There are some of you here today.
或许在座有一些人。
You are at a fork in the road.
你就在一个交叉的路上。
And you are at a point in your life where you need to make very important decisions about the future.
而且你在你人生的这一点上呢，你必须要做出你以后的生命中最重要的一个决定。
If you make one step in this direction,
如果你向这个方向走了一步,
5 years, 10 years from now, you will be in one place.
5年,十年后呢,你就会到达一个地方。
If you take one step in this direction,
如果你向这个方向走了一步,
5 to 10 years from now, you will be in a totally different place.
那么5年,十年后呢,你会在另外一个完全不一样的地方。
Where you will be depends on what is important to you.
你在什么地方呢？就是看你对你来说什么是最重要。
If your goal is to make lots of money,
如果你的目标呢，就是赚很多的钱。
This road will take you down a path that may lead to worldly wealth.
那么这条路可能带你去到世界上很多的财富那里。
But if you understand that Jesus needs today not more money but better people.
可是如果你了解到耶稣今天所需要的不是更多的钱而是更好的人
If you recognize that Jesus today is saying to the worldly people Let the dead bury the dead Let them do those other things
如果你了解到耶稣今天在向这些人说让那些死去的属灵上死去的人做那些事
If you recognize that Jesus is saying to you today That you need to go and preach the kingdom of God
如果你今天了解到耶稣他今天正在向你说你必须要去传扬天国的道理
Some of you might say I'm not a preacher
可能你会说我不是一个传道人
You don't have to be
你不需要成为一个传道人
Jesus just needs people that are willing to serve him full time
上耶稣呢，只是需要一些人乐意的把他们全所有的时间用来侍奉上帝。
I was growing up.
当我成长的时候
，many of my friends were Christians.
我的朋友当中很多是基督徒。
And their parents talked to them like this.
他们的父母呢，就会对他们这么说。
They said, "You study to be a doctor."
你呢，就去学习怎样做一个医生。
And then when you finish.
然后你做完以后
you can serve God.
你就可以侍奉上帝
And you will be, have a lot of influence because people will respect you.
你会有很大的影响力因为人们会尊敬你
Many of my friends that went down this road are not even going to church anymore.
很多我的朋友走向这一条路的已经不再去教堂了
Now I'm not saying that you can't study to be a doctor and serve God. Many do.
并不是说呢你不能够成为一个医生然后还能够侍奉上帝不是很多人还是继续的侍奉上帝
It all depends on what motive you have to do what you're doing
真正的关键是你的动机是什么你要做这件事的动机是什么
I want to tell you a story from my own life
我要告诉你我自己本身的一个故事
I went to a Christian college
我去到一个基督教的学院念书
My firstI went because my parents recommended that I go.
我去是因为我的父母呢，他们建议我去那里。
This college was very strict.
这个学校呢是非常的严格。
No dating.
不可以交男女朋友。
No sports.
没有运动会。
The food was all vegetarian.
吃的都是素食。
And it was different for me.
对我来说呢是很不同的
Driving to school, I was stopping at like Kentucky Fried Chicken and all these like, you know, fast food restaurants.
然后呢当我上学的时候驾车呢就会路上停下来吃这些快餐的肯德基加香鸡之类的东西
And then when I looked at the majors,
然后我看看他们所提供的课程
They had Christian business.
有这个基督化的商业知识
My parents encouraged me to go into business, international business and law.
我的父母呢，他们提议我去读这国际的商务或者是法律。
And they said, look, you just need to go to this school for 1 year.
他们说你只需要去这个学校一年。
And I said, okay, I'll go for 1 year.
我说好吧，我就去上一年的课。
So I enrolled as a business major.
然后呢，我就在那里读，我的主要的课程呢是读商科。
And 6 months later.
然后六个月过后。
My parents, my mother was called to the school because I was getting expelled.
我的母亲呢被召到学校去，因为我要被退学了，开除了。
But my mother and I talked.
我的母亲就跟我谈话。
And the school actually allowed me to stay, but they expelled some of my friends.
他们其实学校其实允许我留下来继续读，只是他们把我的一些同学呢开除了。
And then I finished the year.
然后我就读完了那一年。
And someone named David Pham invited me to go with him on a mission trip to China.
然后呢，有一个名叫范少斌的人呢，他就邀请我跟他一起到中国去参加一次布道的行动。
And on this trip, in addition to David Pham, was another guy named Peter Gregory.
然后呢，跟我们一同去的是另外一个人，名叫彼得 Gregory.
So we were traveling together.
然后我们就一起的上路了。
And it was very, very difficult for me.
对我来说，那是一个非常困难的一个路程。
But.At the end of that mission trip,
在那一次的宣教行动过后
I had for the first time a desire to work just for God.
然后我就开始有了这个想望，单单为上帝而工作。
So I'm going to fast forward now.
现在呢，我就用很快的方式向前。
After graduating from the same school,
然后就在那个同样的学院呢，我就读毕业了，四年读完了。
I was now looking for a job.
我就在寻找一份工作。
And my first desire was I want to be evangelist.
我的第一个想望就是我要做一个布道家。
So I applied to this ministry called Amazing Facts.
然后我就申请去到这个叫做奇妙真相 Amazing Facts 这个组织去寻求工作。
I was 22 years old.
那一年我22岁。
And then when I applied,
当我申请的时候
He didn't laugh in front of me.
虽然那个人没有在我面前笑我
But I think he was laughing behind my back.
可是我想呢，可能他就在背后取笑我
They said, "Look, you're just a kid."
他想你这是个小孩
We have pastors that have been working for years applying to work here.
我们有很多的牧师啊，做了很多年的工了，他们申请来我们这里工作
They said, "You have no experience."
你完全没有经验
They said, "No."
他们说不能请。
I was kind of embarrassed.
我就觉得很尴尬。
And so I took the only job that I could find.
然后我就拿了我就去做我能够找到的那一份工。
I became a high school teacher.
我就成了一个中学的老师。
And the first day of class.
第一天上课。
I walked into the classroom.
我就走进了课室。
And there was this young boy sitting in the front.
在前座呢，就有一个男孩坐在那边。
When I walked in,
我就走近。
He looked at me up and down.
他就从上到下的看着我。
And then he told the whole class I could beat him up.
然后他就跟全班的人说，我能够打胜这个人。
It was such a hard job.
哦，那份工实在是很难做。
I worked as a teacher for 2 years.
我就教了两年的书。
And then I applied to be an evangelist.Again.
然后我再一次的申请成为一个布道家宣道家。
No, mistake. Sorry.
对不起，讲错了。
So I was still looking for a job.
然后我又在继续的找工作。
And at that time, I got invited to go back to the college that I went to graduated from, and I became a teacher there.
然后呢，就在我的母校呢，他们就邀请我回去做一个老师，我就回去教书。
And I worked there for 5 years.
我在那边工作了五年。
And during this time, because they had told me, "Look, you don't have enough experience."
然后因为在那个时候呢，他们跟我说你没有足够的经验。
Every break I would go on mission trip and I would preach evangelistic meetings.
然后呢，每一次放假的呢，我一定会去参加宣教行动到外国去，然后每一次都主持布道会。
I was making so little money.
然后我赚很少的钱。
But I just save up the money.
可是我把所有的钱都收起来。
And then just buy a plane ticket and just go.
然后呢，就买了这个机票就去。
I went all over the world.
我就走了很多世界各地。
I was the first evangelist from America from the quiet hour to work in Thailand.
我是第一个从美国的这个quiet hour 就是安静时间的这个工作组呢第一次到泰国工作的。
When my first crusade was going on,
当我第一次的布道会进行的时候
we didn't have this nice room with lights and project. We didn't have this.
我们没有这样好的这个房间啊，没有这样好的这个投影机。
We preached in a church that had these windows like it folds like this. You know what I'm talking about?
我们的那个我在那边讲到的地方呢，它的窗口是这样子打开的。
There is like a fluorescent lamp right here.
然后上面呢就有一个荧光灯。
And all the bugs were like flying right above my head.
然后所有的那些昆虫呢就在灯那边飞来飞去，在我的头上飞。
And some of these bugs they smelled so bad.
而且有一些虫呢是有很重的味道的。
They're like falling on my Bible.
就跌在我的圣经上面。
But I was so excited that I could pretend to be evangelist.
可是呢，我却非常的兴奋，因为我可以。假装自己是一个布道家。
There was only like 10 people.
可能在座就大概十个人。
Some of them were like sleeping.
有些人呢就睡着了。
But I was so excited because I was working for God.
可是我是确实非常的兴奋，因为我在为上帝工作。
I did 10 meetings like this.
我就做了十次这样子的布道会。
And then after I worked at this college for 5 years,
我在这个学院工作了五年。
I got married.
我就结婚了。
And after I got married, I moved to Hawaii.
然后我结婚之后就搬到夏威夷去。
My wife was born and raised in Hawaii.
我的太太呢是在夏威夷长大的。
And actually, when I moved to Hawaii, my wife was working at an Adventist school.
我的太太呢就在夏威夷的一间学校工作。
But I didn't have a job.
可是那时候我没有工作。
So if you are unemployed right now,
如果你现在是失业的话，
you know how I felt.
你就会知道我的感受如何。
And what's hard is if your wife is working but you're not.
如果你的太太工作而你没有工作的话，那就更糟。
My wife goes to work.
我的太太就去上班。
I have to wash the dishes.
我就在家里洗碗碟。
It was hard for me.
对我来说很困难。
So I was looking for a job.
我就在到处找工作。
And I actually found a great job.
然后我的确找到了一份很好的工作。
I was going to be working in real estate.
我就在这个物产房屋买卖那边呢工作。
So I bought all of the materials.
我就买了所有的资料。
Studying for my license.
然后就在那边读要去考这个执照。
I was working and I was learning and I was meeting people.
然后呢，我就在那边工作，努力的想要去认识很多的人。
And then one day my boss said to me.
然后有一天呢，我的老板就对我说。
Wait, there's something I have to tell you. I forgot.
有一件事我要告诉大家的。
Right when I got married.
就在我结婚不久。
I applied to work.At Amazing Facts again.
我再一次的申请到奇妙真相那里去工作。
But no answer.
可是没有回音。
So, anyway, I was working at this job now in a real estate office.
然后呢，我就在这个房屋地产买卖的这个办公室里面工作。
And my boss came to me one day and she said, "I have an idea."
然后呢，我的这个老板呢，有一天就来对我说，我有了一个主意。
She had bought.This commercial real estate building.
他就买了这个商业大厦。
It was like $1 million plus, like 1.2 million or something. It was a big building.
大概$1,000,000这样很大间的。
And they rent out different rooms for different businesses.
他们就把不同的房间呢租出去给人家做不同的生意。
And she said, I want to hire you as a manager to manage this commercial real estate property.
他说呢，我要请你，就是聘请你了，来帮助我管理这个整栋的大厦所有的这个租金。
She said,
他说
，I will pay you this much.
我给你这样多的薪水。
You will have health benefits.
你会得到一些保健的津贴。
And you will work for me.
然后你会为我工作。
And let me tell you the amount of money that she told me.
我告诉你，他告诉我的那笔钱。
Well, I can just tell you, it was $55,000 US.
是五万五千美金。
Per year.
一年55,000美金。
If you knew how much I was making before.
如果你知道我过去是赚多少钱。
It was much more money than I had ever made before in my life.
就是在我人生当中过去比我过去所赚的任何钱呢还更多的。
So in my mind, I started to do the math.
然后我就开始在心里面计算。
My wife is working.
我的太太工作。
If I take this job,
如果我拿了这份工
we can buy a nice house here in Hawaii in like 2 or 3 years.
我们在两三年内就可以在夏威夷买一间屋子。
So I was actually very excited.
我就非常的兴奋。
I told my wife.
我就对我的太太说。
And then in a few days, I got a phone call from this Christian ministry called Amazing Facts.
然后呢，三天之内呢，我又接到一道的电话呢，是从这个奇妙真相电视台那边打来的。
And they said to me, they said, look, we are not promising that we will hire you.
他们就对我说，其实我们并没有答应你说会聘请你。
But we have a training program that is 1 year long.
可是我们这边呢有一种训练课程是一年的时间。
During this 1 year, you will have 6 evangelistic meetings to conduct throughout the United States.
在这一年的时间里面，你要在美国的各个地方呢主持6次的布道会。
And if you do well for those 6 meetings,
如果在这六次的聚会当中呢，你的成绩很好。
Then we will hire you.
我们就会聘请你。
Now, you have to understand that it was not a guarantee of employment.
你要知道呢，他们所向我提供的并不是一个很肯定的会聘请的一种建议。
And so I told my wife.
我就对我的太太说。
And I will never forget what she said to me.
我从来都不会忘记她当时对我说的话。
She said, if this is what you believe God is calling you to do,
如果你相信这就是上帝呼召你去做的事
She said, I will follow you.
她说我会跟着你去
Some of you someday will be married to someone who is working in ministry.
在座的某一些人呢在某一天呢会跟一些在传道事工上工作的人结婚
If you can support that husband or that wife in ministry,
如果你能够支持你的丈夫或者是你的妻子在做这种传道的事工
God will bless you.
上帝会赐福给你
Let me tell you what happened.
让我告诉你到底发生了什么事
My wife quit her job.
我的太太呢就辞掉了她的工
We had a beautiful cabin on Hawaii.
我们在夏威夷有那个很美的一个小小的地方
It was filled with all of the wedding presents that people gave us.
在那边呢里面呢就装了所有我们结婚时候人们送我们的礼物。
But see, once we went to the mainland, the main part of America,
可是如果我们离开夏威夷去到美国的这个内陆
we would not have a house. We would have to move every 6 weeks.
我们就不会有一间屋子我们必须要每6个星期就搬一次。
So we just left it just like that. We left everything in the house. All of our wedding presents, we left it in the house.
然后呢我们就把所有的结婚的礼物呢就留在这个屋子里面。
And then we had one problem. We needed to sell, I had bought a truck. We had to sell it.
然后我就买了一辆卡车所以我必须要卖掉这辆卡车。
And so I advertised it in the newspaper.
我就放到报章上去打广告。
And if we did not sell the truck, I could not leave.
如果我们卖不掉这辆车的话，我们就不能离开。
And you know what happens? People come, oh, I was selling it for like some money, and someone said, oh, I'll give you $5,000 less, I'll give you $2,000 less. You know, all these people trying to bargain with me.
然后呢，我就出了一个价钱，然后那人家就打电话来说，我可以不可以减5000块，减3000块，2000块，人家就跟我讨价还价。
I was flying out on Friday.
我星期五就要飞了。
And on Wednesday, someone said, "Here's all of the money. I'll just buy the truck."
然后呢，在星期三的时候，有人就来跟我说，这是你所开的价钱，所有的钱在这里，我要拿走你那辆车了。
There are more miracles, but I'm trying to condense the story.
当然还有很多其他的神迹，可是我就把这故事缩短。
So we started on the road.
然后我们就上路了。
And then my wife became pregnant.
我的太太怀孕。
She was pregnant.
那时候她怀孕了。
And now, you know, when you're thinking, oh, baby is coming.
然后你心里想，孩子要来了。
Like most men think, okay, do I have enough money? Do we have insurance? We think about these things.
就好像大多数的男生呢，就会在心里面计算有没有足够的钱养这个孩子，有没有足够的医药保障这个孩子。
After we sold our truck in Hawaii,
我们卖掉了在夏威夷的汽车。
And then we bought a car in the mainland.
我们就在内陆买了一辆的汽车。
I only had $79 in my bank account.
在我的银行户口里面剩下79元。
That's like 250 ringgits.
大概250零几左右。
That's all I have.
就是我所有的财产。
Some of you will buy, you know, durian for 250 ringgits.
可能在座有一些人会花250零几买榴莲吃吧。
But for the next year, for 1 year,
可是在接下来的一年里面
I never had to ask somebody for money.
我从来不需要要求人接济我。
By the way, Amazing Facts wasn't going to pay me for 1 year.
你知道吗？这个奇异真相呢？他们不会给我钱，就说一年是没有薪水的。
We just had a small stipend that the churches gave us.
就是这个教会给我们小小的津贴。
And that 1 year, it was a difficult year.
在那一年呢，是相当困难的日子。
Some meetings it was good, some meetings was terrible.
有些聚会，有些布道会呢很成功，有些布道会呢就不成功。
In one of my meetings, one of the people that was attending.
然后在其中一个聚会呢，有一个来参加。
She had not been going to church.
她很久没有去教会。
And then after the meetings was over,
然后这布道会过后
she joined the Mormon church.
她参加了摩门教会。
I was so discouraged.
我非常的难过。
But after 1 year,
可是一年之后
we received a phone call from the office.
然后我就从办公室那边接到电话。
And they said, welcome.
他们说欢迎你加入。
And for me, it was the fulfillment of a lifelong dream.
对我来说呢，就是我一生梦想的实现。
And even though it was a tremendous risk,
虽然我担了很大的风险
，My wife and I found the greatest joy in serving God.
可是我的太太和我呢，我们在侍奉上帝上找到了最大的喜乐。
I don't make a lot of money.
虽然我不是赚很多钱
，Some of you probably make more than me.
可能在座一些人赚的钱比我多。
But I can tell you that I am very happy.
可是我可以告诉你，我是非常快乐的。
You know, I meet my friends from childhood who are now doctors. Some of them are lawyers today.
我遇见我儿时的同伴啊，很多都是在做医生或者是律师的。
I don't feel embarrassed or ashamed at all.
我不觉得我有什么难受的，或者是觉得羞耻的地方。
They're only making a difference for this life.
因为他们只是在今生跟我有一些不同。
But my work is for eternity.
可是我的工作呢，却是为永恒而做的。
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
耶稣说，让死人去埋葬死人吧。
God does not need more money.
耶稣，上帝不需要更多的钱。
God needs better men.
上帝需要的是更好的人。
He needs better people that can preach the kingdom of God for others that don't know.
他需要更好的人来传讲天国的道理，让其他的人能够知道。
In verse 61.
在61节
we find another person.
我们看到另外一个人
Another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house.
又有一个人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
Now, I want to ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
In verse 61, does he want to follow Jesus, yes or no?
那个人要跟从耶稣吗？
He does.
是他要跟从耶稣。
But is following Jesus first in his life, yes or no?
可是跟从耶稣是不是他生命中的第一个重要的事呢？
No.
不是。
Notice what he said. He said, let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house.
你注意到他说，让我先去辞别我家里的人。
You see, many people today want to follow Jesus.
今天呢，很多人愿意跟从耶稣。
But sometimes...
可是有时候
they have priorities above following Jesus related to people or family.
可是他们有一些更重要的事情去比跟从耶稣更重要的，比如说他家里的人。
You see, Jesus made it very clear.
耶稣在这里说得很清楚。
Look at Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第14章。
Look at verse 26.
第26节。
This is what Jesus said.
耶稣怎么说？
He said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus is not saying hate your parents. That's not what he means.
耶稣不是说叫你憎恨你的父母。
The word hate here is the Greek word meseo.
这个在英文圣经呢是憎恨，他用这个词，可是在中文圣经是胜过。
This word mazeo, it means to love less.
这个字憎恨这个词呢，意思是说爱少一点。
What Jesus is asking is that you would love him first, and you would love your family and your friends less.
耶稣要求你的就是你要先爱他胜过爱其他的你的家人和你的朋友。
You see, when you follow Jesus,
当你跟随耶稣，
Jesus has to be first in your life.
耶稣必须是你生命中的第一。
And today, there are people that know what they need to do.
今天呢，有些人知道他们必须要做什么。
But they are being held back because of family or friends in their lives.
可是呢，他们却因为他们的家人或者是他们的朋友把他们拉回来了。
Some of you know that you need to serve God.
或许在座有一些人知道你必须要侍奉上帝。
But your boyfriend and your girlfriend wants you to become rich so that they can enjoy life.
可是你的男朋友或者是女朋友希望你能够成为富有的人，好让他们能够享受生命。
Some of you need to go into full-time ministry for God.
可能有些人需要进入全职的侍奉上帝。
But your parents are telling you that you need to serve this world first before you serve Jesus.
可是你的父母告诉你，你需要先侍奉这个世界，然后才去侍奉耶稣。
Now, I want to be very clear.
我现在要说得很清楚先。
The Bible teaches us to obey our parents.
圣经教导我们，我们要顺服我们的父母。
But the Bible says to honor your parents in the Lord.
可是圣经也告诉我们要在主里面。
If your parents ask you to do something which is not biblical,
如果你的父母要求你做的不是根据圣经的教导，
Your first obligation is to honor God.
你第一要做的是要遵从上帝的要求。
You see, this man, he wanted to follow Jesus. He was sincere.
这个人呢，他愿意跟从耶稣，他是诚心的愿意。
But his first priority was his family.
可是他第一的，最重要的是却是他的家庭。
Look at what Jesus said in verse 62.
然后在62节，我们看看耶稣怎么说。
Luke chapter 9 and verse 62.
路加福音第九章第62节。
Jesus said unto him,
耶稣说，
No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进上帝的国。
You see, Jesus said, once you start following me,
耶稣说，当你跟从我了，
once you begin working for me,
当你开始为我工作了，
don't look back.
不要回头看。
Some of you have been trained at Anan.
或许在座有些人在爱能受训。
It's not a regular school.
不是一个一般的学校。
It's a special school.
是个特别的学校。
They are training people for gospel ministry.
他们在训练人为做福音的工作。
By going to a school like this,
去参加这样的学校，
you have put your hands to the plow.
你已经把手放在犁上了。
But what the devil wants you to do,
可是魔鬼要你做的是，
he says, okay, you want to serve God? Okay, serve God for now, but you have to serve yourself someday.
你要侍奉上帝吗？当然你现在可以侍奉上帝，可是有一天你要为自己做一些事。
You have to make some money.
必须要赚一些钱。
You have to be successful in this world.
你在这个世界上也需要做一个成功的人士。
And he tries to appeal to us in serving ourselves.
然后呢，他就要求我们去侍奉我们自己。
But Jesus said,
可是耶稣说，
No man,
没有人，
once he puts his hand to the plow,
手扶上了犁，
and looks back,
然后往后看的，
is fit for heaven,
就不配进上帝的国。
You know, I want to tell a story,
我要告诉大家一个故事，
about plowing,
有关于这个犁田的故事。
There was a young farm boy back in the days when they used ox and plow.
就是在比较古代的时候呢，人们用牛来耕田。
There was a boy that was plowing this field.
有个男孩呢，他就在这边犁田。
And when the owner came,
当这个主人来了，
he looked at the row.
他就看着他犁过的那田。
And it was crooked.
是歪来歪去的。
So the owner said, "What are you doing?"
那个主人就问他，你在干什么？
And the boy said, oh, I'm plowing this field.
那男孩就说，我正在犁这个田。
The owner said, look, if you're plowing this field, you have to plow it straight.
他这个主人就说，如果你离这个田呢，你必须要离得直直的。
You have to pick something in the distance.
你必须要在远方呢立下一个目标。
And then you aim the plow for that point.
然后你推那个犁的时候呢，就向着那个目标推。
So start over.
从头做过。
So the boy had to start over again.
这个男孩呢就必须要从头做起。
Owner came back.
然后主人回来了。
After a little bit.
过了一阵子回来。
And he noticed that the rows were still so crooked.
然后他看到这个犁下的田呢还是歪来歪去的。
He said, "What are you doing?"
他说你在干什么呢
？I told you to plow straight.
我告诉你要直直的犁。
And he said,
他说
"Well, I did what you told me."
我照着你说的做了。
I picked this point in the distance.
我就选了在远方的那个标号。
And I aimed for it.
然后我就向着那边推。
And the owner said, "Well, what were you pointing at?"
然后那个人主人就问他你
What were you aiming for?
你的目标是什么呢
And he said I was aiming for the goats in the next field.
我的目标呢就是在隔壁田里的那只羊
You know many people when they begin to work for Jesus
很多人呢当他们开始为上帝工作
They pick moving objects.
他们所选择的目标呢是会移动的目标
They see this person.
他们看见这个人
Oh look at that person.
看看这个人
Oh, he's successful.
他很成功
He's working for God sometimes.
他为上帝工作有一些时候
I want to be like that.
我要好像他那样
Don't look at other people.
不要看别的人
Don't look at other people. Look to the one thing that does not change, and that is Jesus.
你应该选这个目标是不改变的，就是耶稣。
It's very easy to get discouraged when you see your friends and other people that you know that are making lots of money. It's very easy to get discouraged and you lose your way when you're working for God.
当你看你的朋友赚大钱的时候，然后你会觉得你很快的就会灰心了，尤其是当你离着这个田向这个目标。
Jesus said, "Don't look back."
耶稣说不要回头。
If there is one thought that I want to leave with you today, it's this.
如果今天呢，我有一个思想要留给大家的，就是这个。
God wants you to follow him for the right motive.
耶稣要你以正确的动机来跟从他。
He wants you to follow him and not worry about being financially secure.
不要担忧怎样去在经济上稳定。
He wants you to follow him and make him first.
他要你跟随他，而且呢，把他放在第一位。
And once you start following him,
当你开始跟从他
，Don't look back.
不要回头看。
Don't look back at what you're leaving behind.
不要回头看你所放下的一切。
Don't look back at what other friends are doing.
不要回头看你其他的朋友在做什么。
Just look at Jesus and keep pressing forward.
看着耶稣，然后不断的向前。
You know, in 1994,
在1994年
there was an Olympics, I believe it was in Barcelona in Spain.
在西班牙有一次的奥运会
And in this Barcelona Olympics, there was a runner from England by the name of Derek Redmond.
从英国呢有一个赛跑的选手他的名字就叫 Barak.
He was favored to win the 400 meter men's race.The men's 400 meter.
他就成了这个男子400米的赛跑的冠军。
So as they were all starting at the starting line.
当他们在起跑点上。
The gun sounded.
枪声响了。
And everyone started running.
每个人都开始跑。
Derek Redmond was running right along with the group.
然后他就跟其他的人一起跑。
When something happened.
可是突然间发生了一件事。
You know this, this tendon that runs from here to here? There's a tendon here.
在你的脚跟那边呢，有一根的筋。
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's this hamstring. Is this the hamstring?
Yeah.
This or this, right?
Down.
Down. This part?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, his hamstring snapped.
就是他的这个小腿的肌肉呢，受伤了，或者是他的筋断了。
It just disconnected.
就突然间断了。
Now,If you ever sprained your ankle, you kind of know how painful that can be.
如果你曾经呢扭到你的脚柱啊，那你就会感觉到有多痛。
His wasn't hyperextended; it wasn't sprained. His just came off.
他的呢是他的筋呢就整个这样脱了断了。
And you can understand he rolled on the ground and he was in so much pain.
他就在地上滚啊，是这么的痛。
Now you have to understand, he had trained for the Olympics for years.
你可以想象呢，他为了这个奥运会啊，训练了好多年。
And you know, to get to the Olympics, you have to win all these other smaller competitions until you can get to the Olympics.
而且呢，你要到要奥运会参赛呢，你必须要在其他的赛事上呢都胜过。
And so here he is now, after 4 years of training.
就是他在这里呢，他经过了四年的训练。
And by the time that, you know, he was rolling on the ground, by that time, the other runners were almost finishing, and then they finished.
然后呢，就在他在地上滚的时候呢，其他的赛跑选手呢，都跑完了。
Nobody actually remembered who won.
没有人记得是谁得了冠军。其实他没有得了冠军，对不起。没有人记得那一场赛事谁得了冠军。
Because all of the cameras were now pointing to this guy named Derek Redmond.
可是呢，每一家照相机呢，都朝向了这个跌在地上的这个选手。
And if you see the pictures, like he's in so much pain, he's just holding his leg.
他，你可以看见他是多么的痛苦。
And then in the stands,
然后在这个观台上
，there was a man that started coming down.
有一个人呢，就开始走下来。
Now, in the Olympics, they have security guards that keep the audience from coming onto the track.
在奥运会呢，有这个警察人员呢、啊，就是保安人员呢，他们阻止那些观众下到这个赛事场那边。
But this big man,
可是这个很大只的人
broke through the security.
他就冲过了这个保安的界限。
And then he came onto the track.
然后就来到了这个赛跑的场所。
And it was his father.
就是这个选手的父亲。
And the father said, "Son."
的父亲说，儿子。
He said, "Let's do this together."
他说，让我们一起这么做。
So the father took Derek Redmond.
然后这父亲呢，就扶起了他的儿子。
He put his arm around his neck.
然后就把他的手呢，围着他的肩膀上。
And together.
然后一起。
They finished the last part of the race.
他们就走完了这最后的一段路。
By the time they reached the end.
当他们来到了这个中跑线
The whole crowd was standing.
每一个观众都站了起来
And many people were crying.
很多人哭泣
You see, if in this earth people are so determined to finish the race,
如果你看在这个世界上有人是那么的坚持要完成一场的赛事
Should we as Christians, should we be any less motivated to keep our eyes on the prize and finish the race without looking back?
那么我们身为基督徒是不是更应当的把我们的眼光放注目在这个目标上然后完成这一场的赛事呢
There are some of you here today
今天在座有一些人
God has led you in a very specific way
上帝呢已经以特别的方式带领了你
He has allowed you to experience his blessings in your education
他在你的教育的事工上呢让你得到了他的福气
But now you stand at a crossroads in your life.
然后现在你站在你人生当中的这个分叉点。
The world is before you.
整个世界在你的面前。
And the question is, what will you do now?
现在的问题是你现在要怎么办
？Now I have to tell you that normally.
我要告诉你，一般上。
I would never make an invitation like this.
我不会做这样子的邀请。
But today I am impressed that there are certain people here today that God wants to make a decision.
可是呢，我受到感动呢，在座有一些人需要做出这样的决定。
Now please listen carefully.
请你小心地听。
There are some of you today.
在座有一些人。
That your future decisions are pressing upon you right now.
现在呢，你就为了将来的这个决定在。
On one side, you can work for God full time.
在一方面呢，你可以为上帝全职的侍奉。
On the other side, you can work for the world and work for God part time.
在另外一方面呢，你可以一半的为侍奉上帝，一半的为世上的机构工作。
But some of you deep down inside, you recognize that God wants you to work for Him full time.
可是呢，在你的心灵深处，你却知道上帝呢，他呼召你为他做全职的侍奉。
It doesn't mean that God calls everyone to be a pastor.
上帝并不呼召每一个人做牧师。
God may call you to be a Bible worker.
可能上帝呼召你做一个圣经的工作者。
He may be calling you to be a gospel literature evangelist.
可能上帝呼召你做一个文字的布道士。
He might be calling you to do some full-time ministry in an institution like Anan or other health center or something like this.
可能上帝呼召你在其他好像健康的健康村之类的场所做全职的侍奉。
And you're struggling right now because these options are before you and you're wondering, what should I do?
然后你现在因为这一切的选择就在你的面前，所以你正在做出挣扎，不知道要如何选择。
There is pressure.
有各种各方的压力。
Your parents are saying you need to go make some money.
你的父母告诉你说你需要去赚一些钱。
There is pressure. Your friends are saying, hey, join us. Let's go back to university together.
朋友在告诉你说让我们回到大学去吧。
And you realize in your heart that Jesus is coming soon.
可是呢你在心里面你却了解到耶稣快要回来。
When Jesus comes, some of the things that you might be pursuing will be worthless.
当耶稣来的时候你可能今天所追求的一切就变得毫无价值。
You might make an impact in this life, but it won't be for eternity.
可能你在今生会得到很好的报赏，可是呢却不是为永恒而做的。
Jesus' words, they speak to us today, let the dead bury the dead, but you, because you know the truth, go and preach the kingdom of God.
耶稣在告诉你让死人去埋葬死人吧，可是你所认识天国的真理，去传讲天国的真理。
I want to make a special invitation this afternoon.
今天下午我要做一个特别的邀请。
If God has been speaking to you,
如果上帝一路来都跟你说话
and you don't have all of the answers yet,
虽然你没有所有的答案
you haven't worked out every problem,
可能你还没有解决所有的问题
but you recognize in your heart that you need to serve God full time, full gospel ministry.
可是你在心里面你却真正的晓得你必须要全职的侍奉上帝，做上帝宣讲福音的工作
and you are committed to dedicating yourselfTo do this for Jesus.
而且呢，你这样做是为了耶稣而做的。
Now please listen.
你小心的听。
This will definitely not apply to everyone.
因为这肯定不是向每一个人做出的邀请。
But it will apply to some of you.
可是呢，却会在座的其中一些人对你来说却是恰当的。
If God is inviting you today,
如果今天上帝在向你做出呼召
to make this commitment.
来做出这样的决定，这样的献身。
To serve God in full-time ministry.
要全职的侍奉上帝传道的工作。
And you've been hearing His voice.
而且你一路来一直在听见他的声音这么说。
You've received godly counsel.
而且你听到从属灵的各种的辅导。
You've been studying His word.
而且你在研究上帝的话中。
And you've been wrestling with this decision about your future.
而且你为了将来的事情在做挣扎。
But today, right now,
现在这个时候
you are willing to say, Lord, here I am.
你愿意说主啊，我在这里。
I have heard you calling me.
我一直在听到你的呼召。
And I will go.
我愿意去
but you have to lead me.
可是你需要带领我
You don't have all the answers. You don't know how you're going to deal with your parents. You don't know how you're going to deal with your friends. You don't even know where the money will come from.
可能你没有所有问题的答案，你不知道要如何去面对你的父母、你的朋友，可能你没有经济的来源。
But this you know, that in your heart of hearts, you recognize that you need to let the dead bury the dead. You need to go and preach the kingdom of God.
可是在你的心深处呢，你却很确实的知道你必须要让死人去埋葬那些死人，而你必须要去传讲天国的福音。
Friend, if this is describing you today,
如果我所说的就是在形容你
and if you want to make the commitment to Jesus right now,
而你现在愿意向耶稣做出这样的决定
to serve Jesus in full-time ministry,
在全职的事工上侍奉上帝
it will impact how you study, what you study.
它会影响你要读的
It will impact the friends that you will make.
你所要结交的朋友。
It will impact the way that you deal with your parents.
而且呢，会影响你如何处理跟你父母的关系。
But if you want to tell Jesus today,
可是如果你要向耶稣说，
I want to invite you to come up to the front. before we pray.
那么我要邀请你向前来。
Now, I know that we don't have much space up here.
我知道我们在前面没有很多的地方。
But I want to ask those of you that have come forward, I want to ask you to try to come as close as you can, because I want to do a special kneeling prayer here today.
我想邀请大家呢到前面来，因为我想一起跪下来为大家祷告。
Those of you in the audience, I want to ask you to join us and kneel in prayer where you are.
我也邀请大家呢都跪下来，在你的座位那里跪下来。
And let's have a special prayer of consecration right now.
让我们为这些献身的人做出祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Today we hear Jesus calling us.
今天我们听见耶稣呼召我们。
The words are simple, follow me.
这些话是那么的简单，来跟从我。
And yet there is a struggle.
可是所要面对的挣扎。
The world with its allurements beckons to us.
还有世界和一切的引诱。
Sometimes misguided love from our parents and friends, it beckons us.
还有我们的父母朋友们对我们的爱的影响。
Sometimes the treasures of this world beckons to us.
还有这个世界和一切的财宝对我们的吸引力。
But here today, right now,
可是现在在这个地方，
these people have made a commitment, a decision to serve Jesus 100%.
这一些人他们都做出了决志，他们献身要完全的侍奉你。
I pray that you would seal this commitment deep within their hearts.
愿主你使到他们的决志能够深深的种在心里。
I have a special prayer for these graduates and students from Anan.
我要特别为这些在爱能毕业的学生们祷告。
That Lord, as they surrender themselves completely to you,
当他们全心将自己献上给你，
You would send them to wherever in the world you deem them necessary to be.
你会差遣他们到你认为他们应该去的地方。
Some of them don't even know where they will end up in 1 or 2 years.
或许在一两年后，他们也不知道他们会去到什么地方。
But this they know right now that they are making a commitment to serve God full time, 100%.
可是他们唯一知道的一件事就是他们会全职的侍奉上帝。
Lord, some here are going to be future pastors and evangelists.
或许在这里有一些将来的牧师传道人。
Some here are going to be future medical missionaries.
或者是医药布道士。
Some are going to be future leaders in organizing and coordinating God's work.
或者是领袖们来组织上帝的工作。
And I'm so thankful they're not worried about tomorrow holds.
他们并不忧虑明天是怎么样。
But they trust Jesus and they're making the stand for Jesus right now.
可是他们却信任耶稣，他们为耶稣做出这样的决定。
Lord, may today mark a turning point in the life of these here right now.
愿今天成为在这里的这些人人生的转捩点。
I pray that you would empower them to serve you.
愿主你给他们能力来侍奉你。
Maybe some don't have the necessary gifts, but I pray that you would empower them.
或许在座有一些人，他们没有这些恩赐，但是主啊，求你赐给他们。
And help us not to look back.
帮助我们都不要回头看。
We've made this decision.
我们做这个决定。
We have begun to work for Jesus.
我们开始为耶稣工作。
Help us not to look back.
帮助我们不要回头看。
Help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
帮助我们把眼睛转向耶稣。
Because we ask all of these things.
因为我们为这些事情要求。
In Jesus' holy and precious name.
是奉耶稣基督神圣的名。
Amen.
Amen.